the Islamic State may be more dangerous than you thought. As 2015 nears, are you clearing off your bookshelf? We got a place for those books. And saving lives takes on a different dimension in Papua New Guinea. All this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Islamic State is growing more despicable by the day. They're now turning churches into torture chambers and selling ancient Christian artifacts on the black market. Will this rising darkness result in a global caliphate? E3 Partners Middle East expert Tom Doyle.
They decided to be the most outrageous, in-your-face terrorist group of all time, and they accomplished that. But I think in many ways this has backfired on them. Crucifixions, beheadings at the hands of ISIS, it is turning people away.
Doyle's partners say Muslims in Syria are rethinking their faith.
Recently, they've had gatherings, total over 1,000 people that are fed up with Islam and are searching for something different.
By coming alongside E3, you can help these new believers learn more about Christ and endure persecution. We'll connect you at our website.
People who live in Iraq and Syria don't even plan past a day. They don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Next, while much of the world celebrated Christmas last week, Russia is celebrating it on January 7th. That means outreach events are just getting started. Slavic Gospel Association is just one organization that's getting ready despite a troubled Russian economy. President of SGA Bob Provost says the fall of the ruble is having an effect on churches.
Prices have doubled, so it's sort of like hurting the people both ways. Money is worth less, and the prices are going up.
That's not stopping their Emmanuel's Child Christmas Ministry, which includes a present, food, and a Christmas program. Provost says,
through this process, many children receive Christ as their Savior. Many start coming to Sunday school. Many of their families then start coming to church as a result. It's the single greatest outreach that there is in the former Soviet Union is the outreach at Christmas time.
You can actually still help. There are links at our website. This is Mission Network News. Do you have any old Bibles or Christian books sitting around you don't need anymore? Then you can make a difference. Christian Resources International is giving away thousands of free donated books and Bibles to churches and families around the world. CRI Executive Director Jason Wolford.
We've been able to send nearly $6 million worth of free Bibles and Christian books to over 15 nations just this year.
What else is being done to help CRI? With your donation of just $35 a month, you can send $500 worth of Bibles around the world every year. What do you get in return? Wolford says,
they're going to get a bookmark. And now before that doesn't sound too exciting, it's absolutely amazing because that bookmark has a stamp on it from Africa, India, multiple places of the 170 nations that we've reached with the Word of God.
You can get involved by finding details at our website. Meanwhile, how was your Christmas? Did your family celebrate by giving to underprivileged people this year? Well, if you wanted to, but you ran out of time, it's not too late. Open Doors has a gift catalog detailing various needs around the world and helpful ways to address them. For instance, you could send Bibles to be smuggled into restricted countries where children have never heard about Jesus, or provide shelter for refugees. Check these out at our website. And there are two ways you can save lives, physically and spiritually. Missionaries serving with New Tribes Mission recently did both in Papua New Guinea. As they gave immunizations to over 500 tribal people, missionaries talked about Christ and eternal salvation. Giving to New Tribes Medical Assistance Program helps missionaries continue this twofold ministry worldwide. Find out about it and get connected at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 Picture Prayer Calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and to keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.